Good morning. It's always a joy to have you here for the Word for Life radio ministry. We're looking at Luke chapter 24. We're looking at how we talk to God when we're disillusioned. And I trust that God has been using these studies to encourage your heart. Now, he used his word to encourage the hearts of the two men that were walking on the road to Emmaus. But we pointed out that as he got to their hometown, he made as though he would have gone further. That's an interesting expression. In other words, he was willing to go if they were willing to allow him to go. You see, the decision was theirs. And so many times, that's the way it is with us. In our disillusionment, God will use his word. God will speak to our hearts. But the decision is ours. Will we let him just go on? And we'll stay in our disillusionment, or are we willing to say, now, sir, you've been saying some things that are really troubling. I need to have some answers here. That's what Jesus is looking for. Interestingly enough, this is not the only time Jesus ever made as if he would go on his own way. Remember back in Mark chapter 6, we saw that he had sent his disciples out on the Sea of Galilee and told them to go to the other side. All night long they were rowing in their boat, and the wind was contrary unto them, and the fourth watch came along, and they were struggling to keep the boat afloat. And it says, he cometh unto them walking upon the sea, and would have passed by them. Would have passed by them. But when they saw him walking upon the sea, they supposed it had been a spirit, and they cried out. For they all saw him, and they were troubled. And immediately he talked with them and said unto them, be of good cheer, it is I. Be not afraid. So, here they are in the boat. The wind was contrary. Notice it says, to them. See, the wind that's contrary to them was already controlled by him. This was a part of their testing. It was a part of their training. God allows contrary winds to come into your life and my life because he wants us to look to him instead of the wind. So many times we look at the circumstances, so many times we look at the people around us and we get frustrated and we get disillusioned, and God says, are you tired of looking at the wind? Are you tired of looking at the waves? Why don't you look to me? So when they were in total distress, he was willing to walk by, unless they were willing to call out for his help. My precious friend, that's the way it is with us today. Are you ready to continue your struggle throughout the night? Or are you ready to call out to a sovereign God for his help and his encouragement? He's there. Now you see, their problem is seen a couple of verses later. It says in verse 52, for they considered not the miracle of the loaves, for their heart was hardened. Their heart was hardened. He had just fed the multitudes and with the fish and the loaves, and their heart was hardened. Oh, my friends, so many times, that's us. We just kind of live with a hard heart at times. And God says, no, that won't work. I can't bless you. I can't use you. You see, hard hearts over the recent feeding of the 5,000, it's almost like they said, well, that was yesterday. Where's God today? What a short-sightedness we are looking at. Where's God today? Well, he's the same place he was yesterday. But he's not at our beck and call when we want him to do everything we want him to do. So once they understood his word, back in Luke chapter 24, once they understood his word, they desired him to abide with them for the night. Now, abiding is taught in John 15 as the secret to fruit. Remember, he said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you'll bring forth fruit. And then he said, much fruit. Abiding is the secret to our joy and peace. Abiding in his word. You stay out of his word, you'll lack the joy and peace that you used to have. You abide in His Word. It brings understanding to our disillusionment and to our fears. Somebody put it this way, when you can't understand His ways, trust His heart. When you can't understand His ways, trust His heart. Now, what opened their eyes to His presence at this point? Well, it says, and it came to pass, verse 30, as He sat at meat with them, He took bread and blessed it and brake it and gave to them. Their eyes were opened, and they knew Him, and He vanished out of their sight. And they said one to the other, did not our heart burn within us while He talked with us by the way, and while He opened to us the Scriptures? So what opened their eyes to His presence? He broke the bread with them like He did in the upper room. And He blessed the bread. Now you kind of wonder exactly what kind of prayer did He pray? Because if He started His prayer, my Father, boing, bingo, there's the answer. My Father? Not our Father, but my Father. Yes. Their eyes were opened and Jesus disappeared. Now, I kind of wonder if maybe He was still there, but just invisible. Still there. It says He vanished out of their sight. Still there, but just invisible. Now, what's the significance? We don't have to see Him to know that He's near and in charge. That's the significance. We don't have to see Him to know that He is near and in charge. How important that is. Well, then number four, understanding His Word led to encouraging their hearts. They said, did not our heart burn within us while He opened up the Scriptures? See, only the open Scriptures cause us to have a burning in the heart. Now, it was the same thing that Christ did when He appeared to the rest of the disciples later in the chapter, verses 44 to 46. It says, these are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you. And so verse 45, He opened He their understanding that they might understand the Scriptures. And then He told them, I had to suffer and die and the third day be raised again. So He's using the Scriptures with the rest of the disciples. Why? Because that is what encourages our hearts. It's God who opens our hearts and minds to understand the Scriptures. So consequently, when you open your Bible, your prayer ought to be that your Bible study and meditation will open God's heart and mind to you. And so, what is it that distinguishes us as Christians? Today, it's the same thing. By the way we know the Scriptures, by the way we talk, and by the way we pray. Those were the three things that they said, oh, wow. Didn't that encourage our hearts? And my precious friend, you are left here to be an encouragement to others around you. How? By the way you know the Scriptures, by the way you talk, and by the way you pray. Well, the last thing we see in talking to God when disillusioned is now that they have been encouraged, we see in verses 33 to 35, they became excited witnesses. And it says, they rose up the same hour, returned to Jerusalem, 7.5 miles back, found the 11 gathered together and them that were with him, saying, the Lord is risen indeed and hath appeared to Simon. And they told what things were done in the way and how he was known of them in breaking of bread. So their 7-mile trip back seemed like nothing to Christians with spiritual heartburn. It was a trudge to their home, but now it's a triumph back to Jerusalem. So I guess the question is, are you struggling with disillusionment, with your circumstances, with your burdens, with your heartaches? Are you questioning where God is and why He's not helping? That's correct, my friend. No one understands like Jesus. Open your heart to Him. Let Him know where you are. Let Him know how disillusioned you are, how discouraged you are, how frustrated you are. And God will begin to help you with His Word. You may be disillusioned with the conditions of our country. We are not left here to hold the fort. Remember that song years ago? Hold the fort, for I am coming. Jesus signals still, wave the answer back to heaven. Lord, by thy grace, we'll hold the fort. That's not a biblical mentality. The right mentality is onward Christian soldiers. Onward Christian soldiers. In other words, not holed up in a fort waiting for Jesus to come back, but outside of the walls of our churches, reaching people for Christ, helping them to understand there is a God in heaven. It's the same thing that Daniel and the three Hebrew children did with Nebuchadnezzar and Darius, the next king. By how they knew the scriptures, by the spreading of the word, and by praying to the Lord. Why? Because God's in control. And you see, when you recognize that God is in control, you begin to shrug your shoulders at things you do not understand, and you simply say, Lord, you understand. That's all I need. You understand. And as a result of that, we can be excited witnesses for him. And so we see that as they were telling the rest of the disciples that they'd seen Jesus, it said in the very next verse, and as they thus spake, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and said unto them, peace be unto you. You know, when Jesus is in the midst, peace is in the heart. When Jesus is in the midst, peace is in the heart. Where was he? Oh, he was standing in the midst. But they couldn't see him. They didn't see him walk through a door because he didn't have to walk through a door. They didn't hear him enter. He was just there. Jesus is there in your life as well. And you may feel like you're all alone. You may feel like things have totally become hopeless and you're helpless. You may feel like the condition of our country is so ungodly that you're just shaking your head. You're saying, I have no clue what to do. Trust God. Pray. Continue to witness. Continue to win souls to Christ. Continue to be involved in reaching others for the cause of Jesus Christ. This world is going to hell unless they hear how to escape. That's why you and I are here. And I'll tell you what, once we become involved with sharing the sweetest story ever told, God loves you. When we become involved in that, the disillusionment will begin to fade, and God will begin to do that which only God can do, and that's change hearts and reveal his work in the future. And we'll be able to look back and say, God, you had it all in control all along, didn't you? And Lord, you'll just smile at us because we are so faithless. If you're like the two disciples on the road to Emmaus this morning, don't be slow of heart to believe. Trust God. Never quit. Never give up trusting God. Even when you can't understand his way, trust his heart. Because his heart is always toward you, and his love for you is never failing. Until the next time, God bless you.